Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Let's pray. Father, we ask you that you would just help us to shine for you. Lord, that you would reveal to us what it means to have been those who've come out of the darkness and to be ones who don't just live in the light, but Lord, also are the light. Help us to be light to those around us. Now, Lord, reveal your word to us. Show us your will and your way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Be Light is actually the missions conference theme this year. And when we look in Ephesians, which is one of my very favorite books of the Bible, it's my personal favorite. It's just so rich, and as it talks about various things. In the first part of chapter 4, it talks about unity in the body, and it talks about how we each have our own task to be doing. We have a task, we have a job to do. Each and every one of us, we've been given various gifts to do that. But there are some things that we are as a body called to do. There are some things that are different. That some of us are called to teach, some are called to preach, some are called to be apostles, prophets, etc. Okay? But all of us are called to take the gospel to the world. You know, the Great Commission is all covering. It's for everybody. And we all have come out of the darkness. All of us were once lost. There isn't one of us who wasn't lost before they knew Jesus. And here we're being told that we need to live as light in the darkness. In verse 17 of chapter 4, it says, "I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. In the futility of their thinking, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts." Okay. Moving on to dropping down to verse 20. It says, "You, however, do not know Christ that way. Surely you heard him and were taught him with accordance. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which is deceitful and corrupt." Verse 25. "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor." Verse 29. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for the building up and according to the needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Verse 1 of chapter 5 says, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Verse 3, "But among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality. Let no one deceive you," verse 6, "with empty words. Because of these things, God's wrath comes." And verse 7, "Therefore, do not be partners with them." Why? Because in verse 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." We had all these things point out our darkness. This is where we were. But that's not who we are. Now we're children of the Lord. He's adopted us. We talked about that today in Sunday school class. We're forgiven, we're adopted, we're covered with His righteousness. And we are to be His light to the world. In our song today, Lord, let your light, Jesus, may your light shine out through me. I'm like, yeah. Which in the worship team had no clue where I was going to, this was going to be today's message. And then here's the songs that they're picking. I'm going, this is, be thou my vision. It's all how we see the light. The world needs to see us differently. When they look at us, they should be able to see, hey, you're different. You're a Christian. Because of the light of Jesus shining out through us. It's not because I'm so good, it's because Jesus is so good and that He's in me. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? We sang it part of last week's Sunday School Spectacular. We sang those songs. But what's the thing? One thing? Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. So many of us are undercover secret Christians. And we're told, no, that's not the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to live as children of light. Now, what kind of a word picture does that evoke in you? If I'm a child of light, can I be all gloomy, be angry? You know, should I have this dark cloud of despair over me? Oh, woe is me! Things are terrible. No, that shouldn't be the way we live. Now, that doesn't mean that a Christian isn't going to have times where they're not angry, or times when they're not gloomy. Things are tough. They have those seasons. They have those times in their lives. Each and every one of us will and does. The issue is that even in the midst of our anger, even in the midst of our despair and our most troubling times, a Christian can have the joy of Christ still in our heart, and that light can still shine through. You hear me say, how can you still have joy when you're going through this? How can, when somebody treats you this way, you not respond in kind, but instead be loving in your response? That's the reflection of God's love. That is being the light, being children of the light. When people look at us as Christians, they are looking to see whether or not we are going to shine for Christ. You don't believe me? Ask any non-Christian. Why don't you believe Jesus? All those Christians, they're hypocrites. I don't know a one that really believes what they say. Well, how do you know that? Look at the way they live. That's convicting. And my response is, well, first off, not everybody who claims to be a Christian actually is. Just because I put a label on myself doesn't make me so. I could call myself President of the United States, and you know what? I'm not. I ain't never going to happen either. I am not now, nor ever shall be, the President of these United States. But I could put that on. I could put it on a placard. I could make that label and claim it. That's a lot of people in Christianity. They just take that label and they slap it on there and say, "That's me." They're not, because they didn't receive Jesus truly as their Lord and Savior. Because if we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have Jesus in our heart. Now, it's our job as Christians to allow Christ to shine out. We're not supposed to hide His love, but we're supposed to share it. We're not supposed to go get involved with all these deep, dark things that we used to be. You're a Christian. Oh, you know that coarse language that everybody else uses at work? You're not supposed to use it. You know how everybody else talks about how great it is to go out and sleep around, and you're supposed to say, no, I not only do I not think that's great, but I don't condone it and I won't do it. When everybody else is making fun of somebody else, instead of just keeping your mouth shut, I'm not going to pick on them. As a Christian, our responsibility is much higher than that. We're supposed to be the one who comes in and defends them. We're supposed to be the light in the dark place. So when somebody else brings darkness, we're supposed to come in with light and love. That's what being light, being a child of the light means. It's not easy. People talk about cheap grace. All you got to do is believe and you're saved and you get to heaven. Yeah, that's true. But it's also, it's not, believe and obey. If you believe, you will obey. If you truly believe that Jesus is God, you will obey. But if you don't, you won't. Verse 15 of chapter 5 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and knew that they weren't happy? Have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and knew that they were smiling at you? I can hear your smile. You can hear the joy in their voice. This is what we want. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We need to speak encouragement to each other and blessing and hope. You know, we get all gloomy gusts, we get all negative about everything. People, this church is full of problems. Okay? There isn't one of us here that's perfect. Least of all your pastor. I can get many affidavits to that. Many. But as a church, we need to love and forgive one another. And we need to have that attitude towards each other here in the church. And that will transfer as we go out of the church. If we're not light and love towards each other, how are we going to be light and love towards others? Verse 21, submit to one another out of the reverence for Christ. We are each supposed to submit one to another. How can I help you? How can I be there for you? How can I be a support for you? Now, if we have this mutual admiration society, everybody will be blessed. Nobody's going to be pushed down. People's needs will be met. Their issues will be resolved. because we're talking to one another in love. If you think that I love you, if you know that I love you, you're going to be more forgiving. And if I think that you love me, I'm going to be more forgiving towards you. This is all part of being light. If we have this attitude of gratitude, this attitude of love and grace and mercy one to another, that we take first from God, is that's His attitude towards us, merciful and gracious. We deserve damnation. We deserve all sorts of punishment. But He doesn't give it to us. If we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He forgives us of that. And instead, what does He do? He forgives us and adopts us as His children, as His sons and daughters, and said, "You are mine, and all the kingdom is your inheritance." Wow. Wow. This is what it's like for us to be light, to have that same attitude to those around us. It's not easy. We need to remove ourselves from those dark areas. We're not supposed to be having sexual immorality in our lives. We're not supposed to be having impurity or greed. They're not supposed to have obscene talk or foolish talk or coarse joking. But rather, we're supposed to have thanksgiving. We're supposed to be thankful. So let's just pray for the Lord to make us thankful and to be loving and gracious one to another so that we can shine His light to all who we meet, that others might be drawn to the light. Because when you're lost, and it's dark, what do? You look for the light and you walk to it, and that's how you find your way out. And God has told us to be the light in the dark places. That's His command to us. It's His command to you and to me. So let's do it. Let's be light. Let us live as children of light. Let's pray. Father, we come before You this day and we give You praise. Lord, that You are merciful, that You are gracious. Lord, that You have forgiven us of our sins. And Lord, might we treat those around us the same way You have treated us, with that same attitude of mercy and grace. And in that attitude of mercy and grace, might Your light shine through us. Might people see, whether they be other believers or non-believers, might they see Your light shining through us and in us and be drawn to You, Lord. Lord, might we, the people of Northbrook, shine brightly for You here in this church, here in our community, at home, at work. Lord, might we be agents of Your light and Your love. And might we have nothing to do with that of the darkness. Might we shun those things, Lord, and embrace those things which help us to better shine for You. Lord, help us indeed to be filled with Your Spirit. Might we indeed speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Might we sing and make music in Your heart always, Lord. We give thanks to You in Jesus' name. Amen.